You're listening to an audio feature presented by TheMideastUpdate.com. I'm your host, Joshua Spurlock. The Palestinians are continuing their push for statehood, but a key element that should be part of that process is preparing their people for peace with Israel. However, Palestinian Media Watch, a watchdog organization that translates and reports on Palestinian media, says that incitement of various forms against Israel has continued on official Palestinian Authority media despite the statehood efforts. To learn more, I spoke from the United Nations by phone with Palestinian Media Watch director Itamar Marcus, who was on a visit to Washington, D.C. Here are excerpts of my interview with Marcus. As you've been watching Palestinian media, especially in this current push by the Palestinians to try and get some sort of statehood recognition or something from the United Nations, what are you seeing regarding their incitement levels? Are they going down or going up, staying steady?
Well, the term incitement is a term I even hesitate to use, because the problems are so much worse than just incitement. The non-recognition of Israel's existence and right to exist, the referring to Israeli cities as Palestinian cities, this continues and has not abated. The hate promotion and demonization of Israel continues. What we have seen is a tremendous increase in internal propaganda to their own people, promoting their own leadership. A lot of clips where you'll see Mahmoud Abbas, a lot of video clips with song and optimism and marching, and you'll see a lot of clips of Arafat together with Mahmoud Abbas. They're trying to create a perception of strong leadership for their people. Along with the demonization of Israel, they're really working on promoting a sense of you're in good hands with the Palestinian Authority, and you should trust them in this move to request statehood in the United Nations.
Now, specifically, what are some examples? You mentioned naming Israeli cities, or calling them Palestinian ones. But what are some other examples, maybe, of some of the, lack of a better term, incitement that you've seen?
Well, some of the horrific incitement is the glorification of terrorists. There was, I think in the last 2 weeks, they also glorified and honored the terrorist who is now sitting in an Israeli jail, Ahlan Tamimi. She is the one who walked the terrorist to the Sparrow Pizza Shop, the suicide bomber, who then blew himself up, killing 15 Israelis, 7 of them children. So the woman who was responsible for it, because she was the one who actually planned it, figured out this was a good site, and then walked the terrorist there, she was also honored and glorified on Palestinian television recently. So there is no greater incitement to murder than telling your people that the people who murdered in the past are heroes. And that's what's continuing today in the last few weeks by the Palestinian Authority.
And you've written on these topics many times in the past. You mentioned that it's encouragement to more murder. How does this sort of contrast with a lot of the explicit statements the Palestinians are making about not wanting violence and those types of things?
What the Palestinians have said to their people is that it is not in Palestinian interest right now to have violence. And that is, and we have dozens of examples like that that can be seen on the Palestinian Media Watch website, which is at palwatch.org, and you'll see that terror is not condemned or rejected because it's wrong. Terror is postponed because it's ineffective now or damaging now to the Palestinian national interest. That's the message from the Palestinian leaders. We get it. We've had it numerous times from Nabil Shah. We've had it from Mahmoud Abbas. We've had it from many, many others. So the world is not listening carefully when they think that the Palestinian Authority is rejecting terror. They're not rejecting terror. They're glorifying and honoring terrorists, and they're telling the people that now is not the right time. Prepare for terror in the future.
Now, you mentioned that the world's not listening carefully. You've actually gotten a chance over the last week or so to go to some of these international governments and talk to them about the issue of funding the Palestinians. What are some things you're saying about that, and how are international donations, in effect, helping the Palestinians in this incitement?
The Palestinian Authority would not be able to function even one day, 1 month, without the Western countries giving them funding for the general budget. That general budget supports Palestinian TV, which honors terrorists on a regular basis. That general budget funds the Palestinian Ministry of Prisoners, which is going around honoring terrorist murderers, giving them awards to their families, glorifying them. That general budget, which is, again, funded by the United States and other Western countries, also pays the salaries of 5,500 Palestinian terrorist prisoners in Israeli jails. And they would not be able to pay. So all of this Western money. Now, I presented this both in British Parliament and Dutch Parliament last week. Dutch Parliament has already passed a law a number of months ago, based on material we'd given them, that prohibits the funding of the Palestinian Authority if they glorify and honor terrorists. Now, what I showed last week is that if this is actually the case, the foreign minister had written, following the passing of the first law, that they were told by their representatives, by Dutch representatives here in the region, in Israel, that it's not the Palestinian Authority. And what we showed, what I showed last week to the members of Parliament, that in fact it was the members of it was the Palestinian Authority, and it is the Palestinian Authority who's glorifying terror. We hope now that it's been shown in Parliament that Holland, in the next while, short while, hopefully, will have to be making a statement that they're no longer funding the Palestinian Authority because they're in violation of Dutch funding laws. That's something we hope to have happen there, and we'd like to see something similar happen in Britain, where we also had a very good event in Parliament. And I spoke today to members of Congress, and I hope in the United States the legislation is really there already, and I hope it will be implemented.
You mentioned that in the U.S. there is legislation on these matters there already. Did you get, I guess, a good reception from the U.S. Congress?
The U.S. Congress does not want their money to go to glorify terrorists. And this is on the left, on the right, Republicans, Democrats. Nobody wants American money to glorify terrorists, to honor terrorists, to support terrorists. And that's why the reception is good. They're horrified that this is where American money is going. They're unaware that this is where American money is going. And the documentation is critical for them to be able to legislate and to be able to act on the legislation so that the laws that do exist are properly implemented.
All right, Itamar, anything else you want to say on these topics?
I think that the Western countries have a moral responsibility to leverage the money that they give to the Palestinian Authority to promote peace. By building infrastructures for them, they are not promoting peace if they allow the Palestinian Authority to continue to demonize Israelis, demonize Jews, promote terror, promote hatred. What they're doing, they're building infrastructures that eventually are going to be used just to continue the conflict. Western countries, I would say very clearly, are doing an immoral action by funding an immoral Palestinian Authority. And it's time that they made the Palestinian Authority live up to the Western standards of ethics and morality, both in terms of recognition of Israel, in terms of not demonizing Israelis, and in terms of stopping the glorification of terror.